It's not often that the world's best golfers show up for the Masters and not one single player finishes under par. When it happened over the weekend, one sound became the signature of the event, the sound of shot after shot after shot that just missed.
Oh, dear. Really unlucky.
And he thought he had it.
Will it come back? It's a great effort. Oh, I can't believe it. Sure, what a fabulous try, but...
9 times out of 10, that would roll toward the hole. How much did the complexion of this tournament change?
That's just a few of the sounds of disappointment as broadcast by CBS. Some of that moaning was for Tiger Woods, who lost the lead. Zach Johnson, a 31-year-old from Iowa, took the lead and held on. Commentator John Feinstein was watching, and John, who is Zach Johnson?
Zach Johnson is one of those players who has labored in virtual anonymity on the PGA Tour for the last 4 years. He won as a rookie very early in 2004 and had not won a golf tournament since then. He'd played steadily. He made the Ryder Cup team last year, but before this tournament started last week, he was ranked 56th in the world, and his name was not exactly on the lips of people as somebody to watch, as somebody who would, as you mentioned, run down Tiger Woods and beat him. But now he's a Masters champion because he played a brilliant round of golf yesterday, shooting 69 on a day when only three players in the field broke 70 on a very, very tough golf course.
I don't want to overwhelm people with numbers here, but if you don't play golf all the time, you don't follow it all the time, you play 4 days of golf. On this particular course, if you hit the ball 288 times, it's even par. Normally, you'd need to be well below that to be in contention for this tournament. But Johnson wins with a score of 1 over par, 289. Why was it so high?
First of all, the weather. It was very windy on the weekend. Saturday was as cold a day as I've ever felt on a golf course, with the winds at 30 to 40 miles an hour. The golf course was very dry all week. There was no rain at all, which means that when the balls hit on the green, they didn't stop anywhere near the flagsticks. And because they've lengthened this course, as you and I discussed last week, by 550 yards over the last several years, you combine all of that, and as you said, that matched the highest winning score in the 71-year history of this tournament.
And why didn't that long course play to Tiger Woods' advantage?
He just couldn't control the ball. It was remarkable that he was as close as he was. He was hitting balls left. He was hitting balls right. Only because of his unbelievable ability to recover when he got into trouble was he even in contention in this tournament. You kept waiting for him to get hot and pull away from the field. He was one shot off the lead Saturday night, and everybody said, okay, he's right where he wants to be. But he just couldn't get it going on Sunday, and Zach Johnson did.
So how does Zach Johnson's life change now?
He is now a very wealthy, very famous young man. He will be introduced the rest of his life as a Masters champion. In golf, there's no better title than that. And he is now a very important person in the world of golf, as opposed to, as I said, one of those guys laboring in anonymity.
And he knows he can play from now on.
He can play anywhere he wants forever as a Masters champion. He will always be welcome at any golf tournament in the world because he's got that green jacket.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Tales from Q School, the fifth major, will be out later this month. It's about people trying to qualify for the PGA Tour. And let's leave you with a few more sounds from CBS of one of the highest scoring Masters in history.
This was earlier at 16.
And this is Retief Goosen, 3 over. Sabatini tapped in. Goosen with a 6-iron. Oh, and he got a bit unlucky.
Looking to Steve and the communication. Look at them.
Yeah, I mean, he just knew this was it. This is the moment. I either have to make a move or I'm toast.